I'm going to call our April 4th meeting to order. And Twee sent the packet on Monday, and the first order of business is approving the minutes from our last meeting on March 19th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so moved.
I'll second them.
Thank you. Any friendly amendments, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes have been approved. Moving on to the next item on our agenda, it is to approve our loan portfolio of around $1.6 million. There's four loans. I move to approve the loan portfolio. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Josh. Rich, we'll turn it over to you to talk about the loans that we are reviewing today.
Thanks, Sarah. As you mentioned, there's four loans today. The first one is to the East Troy Sanitary District, which is borrowing $500,000 to finance a main pump station project. Loan number two is $475,000 to the Village of Shackton for road work. Loan number three is $2.25 million to the Granton Area School District to finance a smart lab. And the final loan is to the Village of Baldwin for $480,000 to finance improvements to their civic center. And that's all I have for today. Does anybody have any questions about the loans?
Not from me. John or Josh?
None here.
All those in
no
favor
questions
of
for me.
Okay, thanks, Josh. All those in favor of approving loans today say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved, and there's no old business, no new business, so we're moving straight to reports. Rich, your chief financial officer's report.
I have nothing today, Sarah. Thank you.
Thanks. Tom, your executive secretary's report.
Oh, if only I could be as brief as Rich. As you're probably aware, the trust fund loan payments are due on March 15th of each year. And last year, we got late payments from over 50 municipal borrowers. Most of them were due to slower postal service. This year, the number of late payments was down over 20%, and I'd like to attribute that to a combination of our communication outreach efforts to let our customers know that if they intend to mail a payment, they need to factor in a longer delivery time to ensure timely receipt on our end. And I think the post office worked out a few of its bugs as well. However, we still have two loan payments that are due but not yet paid. There are two Dane County drainage districts that have not yet paid. Officials with those drainage districts have assured us that they are in the process of collecting the proper assessments, and we should receive those payments in the next couple of months. These were very unusual and extenuating circumstances. Two members of the drainage board passed away in the last year, and the remaining board member was not aware of the mechanical steps needed to make the assessments and loan payments. And as a result, the annual assessments were not made or collected in time to make the annual payments on their outstanding trust fund loans. But the attorney and remaining board member for the district were contacted by BCPL staff on March 15th when payments were due. Upon realizing the problem, the district took action to appoint another board member, issue the proper assessments, and communicate with BCPL regarding payment expectations. We have a reasonable degree of certainty that the payments will be forthcoming in the near future. Any questions there?
Tom, can you remind me kind of what's our policy for when it's considered, you know, like to a point where we might intercept state aid?
At this point, we consider it's delinquent. When you hit April 1, penalties kick in. So every month that it's not paid, there's an additional 1% assessment on top of there. But we wouldn't consider it to be in default until the next fiscal year, until the clock runs over into July 1 of 2024.
So based on what you know, they should be fine. And I mean,
that's my expectations.
There's no reason for us to get worried about it or anything.
No, but it's important, I think, that you're aware of it. I felt it was one of those phone calls that kind of makes your heart break a little bit, because here I am calling them to try to figure out what's going on. The remaining board member was brothers with one of the ones who passed away. Mm-hmm. So you have a gentleman who's picking up the slack now to make sure things are timely done, and at the same time grieving the loss of a family member. So,
yeah, it seems pretty extraordinary circumstances for sure. So,
yeah. Anyway, I promise to keep the board apprised if there's any other wrinkles, or if things are not proceeding as we had expected there. So we've got some heavier travel schedules coming up. Rich and I are going to be in Chicago next week for a 2-day conference with the folks from Pension and Investments. It's going to be focusing on private investment funds. P&I puts on conferences all over the world, actually, and in our situation, the nice thing about that conference is they do not charge us for that, because we are the investors. If you are an investment fund and you want to come, it's several thousand dollars to attend. So, but Rich and I have found the presentations to be pretty good, the speakers to be very well-qualified, thoughtful individuals. And I generally come away from those conferences with new insights that I had not had before. Looking forward to that. Anyway, I'll be going from Chicago directly to Stevens Point that night for the Wisconsin Lakes Conference on Thursday. And we make loans to lake protection districts, and so that's a chance for us again to spread the word of our loan program and our agency among some stakeholders. And I will then be heading to Rhineland to inspect some of the Conservation Fund's timberlands that we may recommend for acquisition to the board yet in the foreseeable future. The following week, I'm meeting with officials from the U.S. Forest Service regarding the potential land sale purchase that I brought up recently, followed by a trip to Florence for a short forestry conference, and then on to Ashland to make a presentation on our loan program for local officials in northern Wisconsin. So, next couple of weeks, be more than a few highway miles. Finally, we are working on plans to plant up to 26,000 trees yet this fiscal year. As we're in the timber business, sometimes you need to replant. As our budget is pretty tight, we don't have a lot of room, but it looks like we have enough to purchase and plant a number of seedlings on some of our red pine plantations. And while it's a necessary thing to do to restock our forest lands, it's also an environmentally friendly thing to do as we head to Earth Day 2024. And that's it for today. Are there any questions?
Josh, John, any questions for Tom?
None for me.
None for me. Do we highlight how many trees we replant on the promotional stuff?
The short answer is yes. But in the last biennial report, we didn't do any replanting. So that's why there was nothing highlighted there. So it's, like I said, it's something that we really need to do. And we tried to make sure that we save some room in our budget to do some of that this year.
Okay, that's good. I just want to make sure we get credit for the stuff we do.
Happy to oblige there.
And Tom, it's great that you're going up to Ashland, because I know they've had a lot of questions, and they have a lot of, it seems to be, emergency financing needs that they've got to get creative about if they're going to be able to solve some of the things that are going on up there. So that's great.
That was my impression as well.
Yeah. Any other questions for Tom? I don't have anything to share with the board at this particular time, so I will also be very brief. Are there any other agenda items?
I don't have any.
Okay. Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
I will second.
Thank you. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
Have a good week, everyone.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Take care.
Hey, Tom.